Welcome to Memories from the Mouse. My name's Dave. I'm going to be your host on Memories from the Mouse. Our objective here is to talk to both current and past cast members of the Disney Corporation. We're going to focus first on the cast members from parks and resorts, starting in the Orlando area at Walt Disney World, and we'll scoot on over to Disneyland and then on over to the rest of the world. We're also going to be talking with folks from the broadcast divisions, the entertainment divisions, the movie divisions, and anybody else we can get our microphones in front of. We're going to talk about the fun times that we've had making magic for you and the magic you, the guests, have made for us. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Memories from the Mouse. Hey folks, this is Dave from Memories from the Mouse. I got my buddy Lance here with me. Lance has been at Disney for quite a while. He's been around. He's come and gone. So, Lance, go ahead, introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Lance Beagle, and I've been around the mouse a little bit here and there. I started in the early 90s, actually, from 1990 to about 1995. Worked at the Caribbean Beach Resort the entire time I was there in Bell Services, actually. Met my wife while I was there. She was working at the front desk, and we decided it was time to leave the mouse at that point. So I left the mouse and came back in 2016, just kind of by chance. I was looking, hoping to get back in, and they had a full-time position in custodial overnight at Magic Kingdom. Not the way I envisioned in coming back to Walt Disney World, but it's the way it turned out.
And yeah, that's just funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it is funny. And that was great. And then obviously moved over to Minivan shortly after that whole department got started up, and enjoyed my time there immensely. And then sadly was one of the 32,000 people or so that got let go recently. But anyway.
The few, the proud, the many.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. The disappointed, I don't know. It's sad. Yeah, there's a lot of us, but I just got done interviewing Scott. He's got 30 years. Going to try and get a hold of Wes. He's got 42 or had 42, things like that. You want to try and get all that stuff in.
Sure.
So you started at Caribbean and Bell Services. Is you got any fun stories about that you can talk about?
Well, I do, and some of them are, and these are going to be relatively tame, and it's more just about Disney. I started as a doorman, and I was working at the Customs House, which of course is no longer there.
Oh yeah.
But literally, I would stand there in this bohemian police costume and open the door and close the door all day long for people coming in and out of the front desk area, and just basically greet them and, assist them with going either to the bell stand or just kind of what to do next after they came out of the front desk area.
Well, that's cool.
And I listened to the same 12 songs all day long. Because at that time, that was all they played, right? And it was the original kind of Bob Marley disc when I was there, which was great, except when you hear it 975,000 times. Maybe not so much great, right?
So you're not a Marley fan anymore, right?
I've recently been able to start listening to it again.
But, well, that is... I never thought about that. That's hilarious.
So those days were really, really long. Then got lucky kind of in a way. And they, Bellman don't often leave, but a bunch of Bellman had left, and I can't remember what they were going to. It was another resort that was opening, and it's just escaping my mind at the moment, but they left to go there, and I posted for it and was able to move up and to be in the Bellman. And that was great. The money was actually pretty good at that point.
Right.
Just kind of with the way we did things, and cash money spends really well and really fast. So, so we had some fun with that. Yeah. Had some fun with that. And, we were paying, I still have some of my pay stubs from back then. I was making like $2 an hour.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was horrible.
Oh yeah. 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 But because you were a tipped position, that's all they had to pay you.
That's right.
So it kind of like a waitress.
kind of like a waitress or a waiter, and it was barely enough to cover my benefits. I remember, you know, if you didn't work enough hours, you couldn't get your benefits paid almost. So that was a little bit problematic.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the cash, like I said, the cash was good. It just went too fast.
So when you left the first time, you and your wife, you were a bellman when you left?
So yeah, I had, I was a bellman when I left, if I remember right. And, you know, she had worked at the front desk. She was trying to move up, and just like in today's time period, when you're trying to move up, it's a lot more political than it is based on your experience or your talent level sometimes. And it, she just wasn't able to get past her general manager at the time. Both the general manager and the assistant manager would get fired about 2 years after we left. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing.
which
we thought was kind of funny. Yeah. And they were very good. They were both women. And I'm not going to go into great detail about it, but they were both women, and they love promoting young, good-looking men. I'll leave it at that.
There you go. Okay, I get this one. Yeah, there's nothing says there's no drama at Disney.
So, I mean, it's some of those things that go on everywhere. So it's not just, you know,
yeah,
it's not just Disney, but it's kind of funny that it happened that way.
Kind of gives a new meaning to the phrase where dreams come true.
Where dreams come
true. I'm sorry. I just thought about the overpass and going, that's where dreams come
that's
true.
Where okay.
Come oh, my yeah. God.
But yeah, it was just as difficult to get into, you know, we call it, you know, whatever LCC now, or, you know, all these other acronyms that we come up with
right.
to move up. And it was just as difficult trying to get in then as it is now.
Really?
Yeah. That process, even though they've renamed it and, you know, retitled different things, it's essentially the same thing. You know, we're really good at that. I say we, cause I act like I'm still there, but you know,
we all do.
Right. And, yeah. But they're really good at just kind of taking a process and renaming it something else. And then boom, it's this new thing, which is really isn't new, but anyway.
Yeah. I'm sure you remember this too, cause you were there. I mean, when they went from, a GSE or guest service manager to GSM.
Yep.
To a GEM, guest experience manager. And because I remember that because something happened. Oh, I remember what that was. Wasn't that shortly after the Grand Floridian incident?
I think so. And I can't remember, you know, the timeline of all those things. But
yeah, I can't either.
Something like that. Yeah.
I think that had to do with that. And we won't talk about that.
No.
let's let that one go.
We'll leave that one alone. But
yeah. Yeah. Jeez.
So
yeah, I was working that day. That sucked.
Yeah. No, and it's, you know, it's funny. You know, we've looked at, I've tried to go back in through that path. I know you have, you know, and it's, my wife has actually, she's interviewed with, different departments over there coming in from the outside, and it's just tough. You know, and in some ways I'm kind of glad, and in other ways I'm glad I didn't even get it. So
there are many, many days that I am glad I didn't get it. I mean, granted, the money would be nice, and the money's always nice, and it's a nice bump. But you and I have talked about this before.
Sure,
we about made what a manager makes in 19.
Isn't
well,
that
you? True? You did. I was a special, so I wasn't getting tips. But
yeah,
I was starting to see it this last year, and it's like, wow. Yep. And they and let's be honest, folks. Disney's managers, we call them leaders, but the frontline managers are very, very busy people.
They are.
And they need to be out and about too. They need to be seen, especially if you're working in a park or something like that.
Yep, for sure.
So, yeah. It's, I have to, and I'm sure you'll agree for the most part. And I don't, this whole statement is not enveloping all of them, but we had a pretty good set of managers for the most part.
We did.
Yeah. I mean, you were there for Matt, and Matt was, that was one of the best.
Yep. I love Matt.
And yeah. He's quite the guy, but yeah, that's so when you left Disney, you and your wife, what did you do then?
So we moved to Ohio, and that's originally where I'm from. And, you know, oddly enough, my wife ended up getting in with Kohl's department stores when they were kind of doing their nationwide expansion, which is going back a lot of years ago. And I ended up working there as well. And we kind of opened up stores in Ohio and Indiana, Pennsylvania. And it's part of my disdain for real, you know, for retail, I guess, to this day, I despise it, but, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work and the pay is really low. It just doesn't pay that great. She was working 70 plus hours. I was working 70 plus hours. It was fun. And at the same time, it really, you know, just wasn't worth it. And then we did that for like 4 years. I mean, it's not like we did it for only a few months. We were there for a while.
Yeah. Jeez. Sounds that way.
And ended up deciding to move back to Florida. And when we came back, was in that neighborhood when I started looking at getting my real estate license and kind of going a different way. And then she ended up with JP Morgan Chase, where she's going on her third time there. Sounds kind of familiar with Disney in that respect sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, and that's been going well. She's been there, you know, coming up on whatever it is, 18, 19 years now. So.
Wow. That's cool. That's a good place to work though, I would imagine.
Good place to work. She makes really, really good money. She's fortunate now. She's able to work out of the home, but she did a lot of traveling, you know, when she first started out in training, and it took her kind of all over the country and even over to the Philippines one time. So.
Oh, really? That's cool. Yep. Good to go.
No, I wish I could have. That would have been really cool.
Yeah.
So I wasn't able to go on that trip, and I got to hear about it, and it was all business for her, so she didn't get to have too much fun. So
that's too bad.
Yeah.
That's way too bad.
Yeah. They have a different level of guest experience when you get off the plane and you're walking downtown there. They've got their you know, policemen and everything with automatic weapons and everything else. So it's a little bit different kind of experience there. And she was in Manila, so.
Well, so it's kind of like going to Israel.
Something like that. Yeah.
No, thank you.
When the first thing you see is an automatic weapon, you're kind of like, nah, I think I don't need to be here, really.
Yeah, I remember I was working in Detroit at the airport. I was a manager. I was working ramp services. I was at the international building, and we had the very first LL flight come in.
Okay.
And after I parked the plane, because that was my job, got the people putting the trucks underneath the wheel so it doesn't go anywhere. And before we even got anywhere near a belt loader or a can loader or anything like that, their security people came out with automatic weapons. And I'm going, oh, let's just all stop for a second. And they were very, very polite and everything else. But it's like, I don't care. They've got the guns. They're in charge.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. I remember some of my employees going, what the? Yeah. I'm saying the same thing here. They did not warn us about that.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, you know, those kind of things are, you know, they're fun to shoot. So like, if you're the one holding it, like, I don't have an issue if I'm holding it, but if I've got somebody else holding it and I don't have a weapon, then I'm kind of,
then sure. Yes. The sky is whatever color you want it to be.
That's right.
Oh God.
No doubt.
Oh, so you enjoyed your real estate venture while you were doing that?
I did, you know, and it's one of those things. I kind of have two things that I have cared a lot about career wise. And one of them being real estate. I've dabbled in real estate kind of all the way through. I originally licensed in 2002. So I've done it full time or part time pretty much all the way up until now.
Right.
And I enjoyed it. It was right around that time from 02 to 08, right before the bust. Of course, it was really, really good. Right.
Yeah.
And then, like a lot of people, we kind of got in over our head a little bit with some other things. And when that came crashing down, it crashed down on us too. And, but really the business just basically, there was no business. Everything changed from a typical home buying and selling business and, you know, a little bit of investment in there to all real estate owned property or bank owned property because, you know, all the people lost their homes, or a lot of people did.
Yeah. Yeah. You were in Florida, right?
And I was, yep. I was here in the Tampa area. Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was a tough time. I went through it in the mortgage business because I was doing mortgages the same time you were doing real estate. Yeah.
Yeah. Difficult time for anybody in that industry at all.
Yeah. I left.
Yep. Yeah.
And never went back.
Right. Right. And there was really no choice. I mean, that was the thing. So we had no real avenue. Where do you go from there? Kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of like the Wild Wild West in a way, though. I mean, it didn't matter what you did. They were going to give you the money.
It was pretty, it was pretty amazing. And not only the money, you know, just for anyone, but literally just however much money you want, here you go. You want to buy $1 million house? Cool. There you go.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, I know. Yeah. I had this guy, he asked me, he was just Wanda Heelock. His house was paid for. He was a nurse over at UCF, University of Central Florida, over there. He says, I just want a $50,000, you know, home equity loan so I can do some improvements on my house.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and he had great credit, which really didn't matter. But next thing I know, he keeps calling me back and up in the amount he wants. Well, I'm going to send my family here and my family. I go, okay, let's change the numbers.
Right.
And call the bank, call the mortgage, the lending company, go, here, he wants to up it again. And they go, well, when does he want to close? Because eventually we got to close.
Right.
Yeah, on the money. So, yeah. So, but he finally stopped at $200,000.
Yep.
Like, okay. Well, yeah. Yeah. So that's good for him. But yeah, that's a weird time. It really, really was.
Yep. Strange time. And, a lot of good people got hurt, bad by that whole thing. And then, institutions didn't help because they just kept promoting it out there and saying, here, we'll give you whatever you want. Go ahead and,
But plus then there was also those guys out there that were kind of shady.
Yep. For
I
sure.
I started at one company and I was there a month and I went, no. not my reputation. Bye-bye.
Right.
I found another place right away, but like, no. So when you came back to Disney, you came back full time into custodial, right?
I did, yeah. In 2016, I was full time.
Wow, that's good because that's not very often unless you're a bus driver.
So it was funny, and it's funny that you say bus driving because that was the other area that they had open, and I had really no interest in doing it. I've had a CDL for years, and I could do it, but no real interest in doing it.
Yeah, I did it,
and. I know.
It took me a year and a half to get out to where I could at least make decent money because that was always part of it. Because when I hired on, I talked to my recruiter and he goes, anything else I got, Dave, is nowhere near this money. And that money, I'll be honest, even back when I started in 15, wasn't great.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It was better than most, but
better than most.
And, and back then they had. Was I my seniority when I hired on? I think I was number 1648,
right?
In buses.
Yep.
So, I mean, that tells you something, folks. 1648 bus drivers, and they were still hiring them doing a class every week. And there wasn't that much attrition.
So, when I talked to them about that, and I remember because I was kind of curious about it, not so much about really going into it, but just kind of curious about a couple of things. They were telling me something crazy, like in order to gain seniority, it was almost like 7 years worth of time in order to gain any real seniority before, so you could get a decent schedule anyway.
Yeah. And that was pretty true. I mean, there was this cutoff that, I mean, I got lucky because I think somebody above me was mad because I got the bid that they didn't see. When I went, because I ended up at Magic Kingdom to start off with. And folks, there's nothing wrong with Magic Kingdom bus drivers.
Right.
It's just back in 15 and 16, the hours. I mean, I remember that the 24-hour thing. It's like you go in at 8 o'clock at night. I don't work nights. That's not what I bid. But, things like that. And you go, wow.
Right.
You had to have a decent amount of seniority to get anywhere near what you wanted.
Yeah.
Unless you were willing to work late at night or something like that. And that's right. Not what I was into. Yeah.
No. So yeah, overnight custodial when I came in, and the whole reason for that really was because it was full time mostly. And I'd never worked in custodial. Mm-hmm. Magic Kingdom's always kind of been my favorite place ever since I was a kid, and some of my favorite attractions are there. So the opportunity to kind of work there and see it in a totally different way appealed to me, and I just said, yeah, why not? And I knew once I got in, I would move somewhere. I didn't know that it was going to be Minivan. That came about later.
Yeah.
But I knew I could be, once you're in there, as long as you're, you know, quote unquote, a good cast member and you show up and, you know, you do what you're supposed to do, it's pretty easy to move around, really.
That's very true. As long as there's openings.
As long as there's openings. Right.
Yep. Cause there was times I started looking and I go, that doesn't interest me. That doesn't interest me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And I also didn't want to take a step back and pay because some of the jobs.
Wow.
Yeah. When you start on the higher end of what most people were doing, this was before, you know, the $15 an hour, everybody's going to get a minimum of $15 an hour because of
yep.
the government. You know, that's not a bad gig.
Right.
But
yeah.
Yeah, it was sucked.
But I had fun with it. I mean, I enjoyed it. I like being there. It was very peaceful overnight. Wasn't much going on, you know, except for the workers and whatever else. So you had your jobs you had to do, and some of them were certainly a lot more fun than others. I remember some of the restroom details not really being fun, but but it's a fun place still, even at night.
I always found it interesting that custodial, they put in white as their costume. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's because we're not very dirty. You know, we don't let things get dirty here. So yep. But I'm thinking to myself, how many times did you guys go change costumes because you didn't have a choice?
You know, it's funny, overnight, well, we didn't wear white overnight.
Oh, really?
Nope. In Magic Kingdom, we didn't wear white. It was more of a blue and white kind of striped shirt. And then it was navy blue pants, really. We were in darker clothes overnight. Maybe that was just to distinguish us from the daytime custodial, maybe.
Well, that could be. We probably saw each other backstage when you guys were getting off one of my buses. You might have gotten off one of my buses.
You never know. It's possible. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
wow.
So it's funny. Yeah, I mean, it was fun though.
It sounds like it. So when you interviewed for Minivans,
mm-hmm.
Who did you interview with? Which boss or which leader?
So I interviewed with David Greenbaum.
Oh, you too.
Yeah. That and some cool. Somehow he selected me. I'm not really sure how that happened, but
We're glad he did.
That was actually a lot of fun. I remember sitting there talking to him, and we were kind of joking around about different things. And he asked me a question, and I can't remember the specifics of it, but I replied back right away in my typical smart ass self. I said, well, my brain still works, so I think I'm okay. And and David looked at me, you know, and of course he didn't really probably fully appreciate my humor yet. And he looked at me and kind of started laughing. He goes, I'm going to check that off, that your brain still works. And that's about the only thing I remember from that whole interview. But I thought that was pretty funny.
That is actually, yeah, that's hilarious as hell. Did you interview at casting, or did you interview over where at the, what we call the Cave of Wonders?
No. I was at casting because I think it was early enough on yet that they weren't doing interviews over at the cow.
Yeah, that's good. Because that made it more, in my mind, that made the interview process more real. It's like you're going to something brand new at Disney, and this is where we're going to do this. This is too cool.
Yep.
Did you go to an info session? Did they have them when you got it?
So they had info sessions, but I never went. I literally had looked at it on the Disney career site, you know, and mm-hmm. Obviously the internal side of it, and had seen that posting, and it just sounded interesting. And so I posted for it, and that's that's all I did. I never went to an info session. I didn't. I just wasn't timing wise able to.
Yeah. Well, I know that I went to one because I had talked to Matt because Matt was my manager in buses.
Okay.
And I'd sent him an email because he wasn't around. And I said, hey, where you been? And so I'm going to this new department to start it up and you ought to come. And he says, come to this info session. I said, okay. So he called his boss, well, his old boss, and said, hey, give Dave that. Make sure Dave's got time to come on that afternoon.
Okay.
And I went in my bus uniform.
Nice.
Oh, heck yeah. Because it was over at casting.
Okay.
In the casting building, there's I want to say small theater almost. It's got a stage.
Yep.
Which is where it was. And then there was Matt in his cute little suit and another guy from recruiting. But and Matt was a little nervous because you got to remember, this was like his second one.
Right, right.
And,
yep.
Most of the time he's standing there and it just seems like he's looking at me. But I remember the people that were in it and they, you know, a lot of them went up afterwards and were talking to Matt and the other guy. Can't remember his name. I can't remember what he looks like either. My mind's really not there anymore. But that's been a long time. And so I hung out and I looked at Matt and the other guy and said, so is this shit going to work? And Matt goes, yes, and you're going to join us. That's okay.
Nice.
So my interview with Greenbaum was, in my mind, a formality.
Sure, yep.
Because Matt called him twice during my interview saying, well, what the hell are you waiting on? Just send him out the door, tell him he's hired.
Right, right.
And that was pretty cool. But I don't know if you remember this when minivans was first originally talked about. It was going to be either all electric or all hybrid cars. There weren't going to be any, because we were going to go green. This was going to be not only a cool department, but we were going to set the standard and go green. You remember that?
I remember some discussion about that. Yep.
Yeah. And remember they bought the Chevy Bolts for the managers, and those were the only two green vehicles we had.
Those things were fun though.
They were. And now we're driving about, we were driving around in Suburbans and Traverses. And it's like, yeah, there's good gas mileage there.
Well, and I mean, you know, and part of that, part of that was just you couldn't get a big enough electrical vehicle with enough people in it, and you couldn't get one that you could recharge fast enough and some of those things. I mean, operationally, man, that would have been almost a disaster trying to do that.
Oh, could you imagine the electricity bill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just charging all of them, right? Oh, my God.
I know Disney produces a lot of their own energy, but dang. But you know, what got me is that my first thought was, because back then there was still the Suburban hybrid.
Right.
And I don't know if they still even make those, but I know that back in 17, I think they still did.
Yeah.
And I thought, now that would have been cool. And that would have been the right size to start with.
Yep.
Wow.
That would have been interesting. Even with those, you know, and of course the price tag on those was higher, if I remember right too, than the straight up gas ones. So
yeah, and they're quite expensive now. We'll get away from that for a second. as otherwise, we're going to tell secrets. And right. one thing I don't want to do on this program is I don't want to tell you how the magic is made, just that we make it. But
right, right.
You were a trainer at minivans, and
yep.
Did you enjoy that in training, being a trainer?
I did. I enjoyed it. I was a trainer in custodial in Magic Kingdom also. And that happened relatively quickly. I guess they thought I was halfway intelligent. But anyway, in minivan, I really did enjoy it. I liked a lot of the aspects that we had and the responsibilities that we had. And I took that, you know, pretty seriously. A lot of safety aspects. Maybe that's from that whole commercial driving, you know, that you and I have done before with trucks and,
yeah.
Kind of incorporating that in with the guest experience, but really just kind of training our cast. I enjoyed it. You know, there were some challenging times. There always are, but it's a lot of fun too.
Yeah. In the challenging times where usually it was the cast member just wasn't the right fit.
maybe not the right fit for that particular role. And
exactly. You know, not that they weren't a right fit for Disney, but
right. Yeah. Well, and you know, as you were talking about earlier with, you know, all the responsibility that we had, and we had to be able to act and maybe make some decisions that as a cast member, you wouldn't normally ever have that opportunity to make, and you had to make it pretty much right there on the spot.
Yeah. You know. Empowerment scared a bunch of cast members.
Mm-hmm.
But it did not, because I remember this in the very beginning when they first started telling us about that's just what they wanted to do.
Yep.
It did not scare us, but we knew it was going to scare some cast members. And then we also knew that there were some cast members who were going to take advantage of that.
Yep. And that's always kind of the problem you run into. And I think that's, you know, Disney's done that over the years. They've been a pretty tight organization in terms of not really letting you make those decisions. There's always a process, right, that you have to go through before you can do anything. And then with Minivan, it was just kind of like, hey, you need to comp a ride. Bam, go ahead. They're comp.
Yeah. Yeah. You need, they had a bad experience. You need fast passes. Boom. Give them fast passes.
Just give them to them. And yeah, don't worry about it. And I think for the most part, you know, most of us would do that pretty wisely, let's say, and you know, just not give out a bunch of free stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And then unfortunately, right, we had a few that maybe did, but.
And that changed the dynamic a little bit to where we reined it back a little bit. You could only give away so much before you talk to your specialist or a leader.
Right.
And then plus, and I brought this up with Scott, and Scott kind of agreed. And I think you will too. And I think Greg did. When we started bringing in college program kids in the last year or so, well, I'm sorry, last 2 years ago
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah.
Hard to believe it's been, 9.5 months?
It's crazy, yes.
But unfortunately, I don't think that they were ready for that kind of empowerment. I mean, some were very good about it, but I mean, it's not something that they were used to in any other position they had before they came to us.
Right.
So, I'm glad they kind of reined that back in a bit. And that worked. I think it was a good thing.
Yep. No, it was, but training there was fun. And you know, with Minivan, we had far more things that we were responsible for, training wise than, for example, what I had in custodial. We had a lot of things that we did in custodial, you know, chemical wise and whatever else that we had to train on. Mm-hmm. You know, so, but the two things were so different, but it was very concentrated. Those were the only things you had to train on, you know, how to operate different machinery maybe. And, mm-hmm. you know, all the safety aspects and some of the health aspects that everyone goes through at Disney anyway. But outside of that, you come to Minivan and you have all of that stuff plus all the stuff from Minivan. Yeah. So you had the child safety seats, you know, we had the backstage training, which I was laughing about earlier before we got on the call, because I'm like, I remember taking Dave around for backstage training and I was the trainer, which is kind of silly because all we did was talk for about an hour and a half. But
anyway. Yeah, that was a good afternoon. I mean, we had fun.
We had fun. Yeah.
Got stuck because of a parade. You know?
Yeah. I got stuck with a parade. And
yeah. Who else says, well, where have you been? Well, we got stuck by the parade. Okay.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You know? Yeah. And, but no, we had, you know, a lot more things than you had the vehicles and, you know, all those things and just, you know, a whole litany of things that normally you don't have to worry about. And then just the service stuff, you know?
Oh, and the learning that this was a fun part too, for me teaching, cause I was a trainer, folks. I'm sorry too. Yeah. Once we started, I was a trainer teaching everybody how to get everywhere. Everywhere on property. That was, in my mind, that was the funnest part of the job. It was also the most headaches.
Well, and it was definitely a headache when we had, and I know you had the same, you know, experience too, when you had a cast member that didn't know property very well.
Yeah.
Or that didn't know you could go multiple ways to get to the same place.
Yeah, because at Disney, there's four ways to get everywhere.
Pretty much, right.
And that's without leaving property.
And that's without leaving property. And then sometimes, you know, it's just knowing that, you know, hey, it's early morning. Maybe I don't want to necessarily go World Drive up to Magic Kingdom or whatever.
Yeah. Or late at night, you don't want to get on Epcot Center Drive because Epcot's letting out.
And then they're letting out, and then you get stuck in all of that stuff. So,
yeah. So it's, yeah, it's, you know, I don't know about you, but the one thing I miss at nights working for Disney is the fireworks. I mean, yeah, we saw fireworks every night, but when you're driving and you got guests in the car, yep, and there's fireworks going off and they can see them, that's a show.
They get super excited. I miss them. You know, I mean, we've spent now, you know, all of us that got, you know, sent home in what, mid-March, I think.
Yeah.
You know, haven't really seen fireworks since.
No.
And it's just very odd.
It's extremely odd for especially for me, because I live behind Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
And not right behind, folks. I don't live like, you know, well, there's Magic Kingdom, there's behind it, and then there's Dave. No, I'm Dave's a couple miles behind it.
Right.
But I could hear on my nights off or my days off, I could hear the fireworks going off. And if I went outside and went down to where I parked my car, which is about 300 feet away from where, you know, the house I live in is, I could see, well, you know, Magic Kingdom's fireworks. Every night.
Yep.
And they started testing some new ones earlier in December.
Okay.
I heard them go off, but it was like one of the bollies, I guess we'll call it, started at 1 o'clock in the morning and woke me up. Well, I wasn't going to go outside at 1 o'clock in the morning and go, oh, okay, yeah, those are cool.
Right. Now I'm going back to bed.
Yeah, I'm just going to go right back to sleep.
Oh man. Remember the early days of minivan, though? I mean, very, very early operationally, right? And we're all, you know, we haven't even found out like the name of the service yet. And we were trying to find stuff to do, and we'd do, they send us out on a scavenger hunt or whatever, because the timing of everything kept getting delayed. I mean, unbeknownst to us that they were ultimately negotiating, you know, with Lyft, and that was going to be our thing, and this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, we had other, you know, programs that we were using for training, you know, prior to that, and bouncing around property. But those times, honestly, some of those were the most fun before we even got started. I mean, and then once we got started, it was, of course, you know, a lot of fun too. But, you know, early on, those times, those were really cool.
Yeah, we call them the Maven days.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No,
I remember. And only those that were in, you know, wave one and two.
One and two. Yep.
And the originals would understand what the Maven one was. But, oh my God, those were fun times. And the thing is too, and you're so close to coming over as I did in time wise, to build not only a new department, but a new brand.
Right.
For Disney is, I'm sorry, that's something you can be proud of for all your life, because it's not like it's a brand new ride, like Rides of the Resistance. Somebody else designed that somewhere else, and no, we designed this. We made the decisions on how it was going. One of the decisions we didn't make was the name and the polka dots.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we designed this, you know, you guys and us and the leaders and leaders above our leaders. It's just, that was quite an accomplishment to go from an idea to concept in less than a year.
No, I think a lot of that stuff was amazing. And you're right. Just to be a part of it was really cool, and something that everyone should just kind of treasure, because that's not something that happens to, you know, to everyone, even at other companies, let alone Disney.
So, I mean, I've opened up new cities for airlines when I work for a charter company. I've opened up new cities.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you go, you spend a couple of days there. You know, you spend a lot of money, and then you stop by once in a while.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. What'd you do this week? Well, I opened up Chicago. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
What'd you do the next week? Back to normal.
Yep. So the guy that that had designed the wraps that ended up ultimately going on the minivan, and kind of we created all that for marketing. We were sitting, and I had to go over with Jonathan, and I can't remember who else was there. It might have been Bob Fox, but we went in, and he was there admiring the wrap when they were wrapping them underneath, back behind Test Track.
Oh, when they were, yeah.
So
yeah.
Originally when they were putting him on, and he was down there, and I've never seen a human as happy as he was to see his design go onto a vehicle as that yeah. guy was. I mean, he was like super proud of himself, and not in a bad way, but just kind of admiring right. his own work, you know,
but he had a right to be,
and he had a right to be. That's right.
That was a cool design. I was at the, I've told the story before. I was at Grand Floridian in the ADA van, you know, the accessible van for scooters and wheelchairs. And this lady comes walking up and goes, yeah, I like it. It works. And she comes over to the window and I get out and we start, and this is a lady from Yellow Shoes who came up with the name while she was hiking one. And she goes, yeah, I come up with, why don't we just do minivans? It's Minnie's van. And she goes, I brought it back on Monday. And they said, yeah, that sounds good. Cause Greg and I were talking about it. There must've been 20 or 30 names that had come before us. And when we left the Contemporary, we were pretty sure it was going to be the Runabout.
And I thought it might be too. That was the
that wasn't a bad name.
No. And that was the design from just lost the guy's name.
Bob Gurr.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that would have been too cool.
Yep.
But you know what? Minivans worked, and so did the polka dots.
We're world famous, buddy.
I tell you what, man. Hey, is there a department that you wished you could have worked in if you were still there?
You know, and I tell a lot of people this that have asked me some of that, you know, even while we were there and since now not being there. And I always come back to the same thing, and I come back with minivan. There's not another department that I would probably want to go back to work for or want to even, you know, have an opportunity with outside of there. And I think it's largely due to the fact that the interactions that we have with the guests and your days just don't seem like work. I mean, literally, they're more fun than they are work.
They do fly by too, don't they?
They go by quickly. And, you know, sometimes we're tired at the end of the day after you put in, you know, 22 car seats, but, yeah. But, and I had a couple of days like that. I actually kept track of those. I was like, stop it already. Quit having kids.
Yeah. And people say, well, why don't you just leave them in? Well, because the person before you didn't have any kids and they didn't need it.
Yeah. Then you
know, yeah, that's
take them out anyway.
Yep. Yeah. So you want to sit all the way in the back because I'm not willing to take out a car seat? I don't think so.
No. And you know, to me, as far as the department goes, and it's those things, and then it's the people that we had and the core group of people we had from, you know, the leadership team and the core group of minivan folks that really made that department what it was. Just being fun. And, you know, I wanted to go to work every day. I mean, there's a lot of days I don't want to go work now.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. It's really kind of odd because you go, okay, what are we going to do today? Yep. Yeah, I mean, we did this yesterday. What are we going to do today? Especially when we don't tell you or they don't tell us.
Don't tell us.
What tomorrow's going to be. You know, I think back the first couple of meetings we had with Lyft that I was involved with, where they were explaining to us the app and all this kind of fun, happy stuff. And I'm going, and we're all sitting, and there's like, what, 30 of us sitting in a room?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is going to happen. they weren't kidding. This shit's going to happen. Excuse my language, folks, but it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
That was just too cool.
No, that was a lot of fun. I remember the name being announced and everybody being excited about that, and then the whole thing with Lyft that came about.
Yeah, then D23
and then D23 and all that stuff. And then we turned it on, and the first couple of days I remember getting nothing.
Yeah. Speaking of Bob Fox, I remember standing next to Bob Fox when we hit, what was it? When we hit 100 rides in a day. Okay. Remember we all got pizza and drinks and everything.
Oh yeah.
And I stand next to Bob and I said, you watch. I bet it's going to be 500 within the year. Yeah. And we were at 500 within a couple of months.
Oh,
500 rides a day, folks. You know, what's that tell you when you think about 500 trips a day?
Right.
You know, that's amazing stuff we did.
It was really awesome. Yeah, and you're right. You know, once it took off, it was like wildfire. I mean, it just spread like crazy, and it was great. It was really was.
It is, and I really personally hope they bring it back. I do. I hope they bring it back. I'm not saying they got to bring me back to do it.
Right.
If they ask me, I might think about it. But to bring that to, because Scott Fennick was just saying on the last one I recorded, he's got a friend who works in res.
Okay.
And people are asking, when are we coming back? When's minivans coming back? I want to book a minivan too. They're not there now.
Right.
Yeah. So there's still interest in them. And folks, there's just keep going, because a lot of people we know want to go back.
I think there's a probably better than 50-50 chance. I mean, it's just my personal view. The signage is still up. When you go online, it just says temporarily unavailable. You know, the leadership team is technically still intact, you know, more or less. I think they would like to bring it back. Problem is the same problem we've had since this whole thing started with the pandemic. And can we operationally and keep everybody safe, you know, and bring it back?
Exactly. Yeah. So. And it's not like Disney's not thinking about us, folks. They still are. And they're thinking about you too, wanting it back. But I'd like to see it come back someday. And I think it will.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, hey, I really, really appreciate this, buddy. It's been a lot of fun. Trust me. And you would think that two guys like us couldn't find something to talk about for 45 minutes, but we did. I do appreciate this. And again, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk afterwards. But, folks, I just want to say thanks to Lance for coming on. And for everybody else, Lance, you want to say goodbye?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. Dave, you and I can always find something to talk about. We're good.
Isn't that the truth? So, hey, folks, I'm going to call this one In the Bank or In the Can, however you want to say it. And we'll talk to you next time on Memories from the Mouse.
Well, that was my buddy Lance, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for more guests coming up soon. I appreciate all of you. I appreciate all the downloads. If you like the show, please hit the subscribe button. And if you're on Facebook or any of the other programs, please hit the follow button. So until next time, we look forward to it. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time on Memories from the Mouse.